You're listening to SBS News.
Where mighty glaciers once spilled into Swiss valleys like frozen rivers of ice, a residue of rocks and boulders remains, spliced through with raging streams. In Switzerland, the atmosphere close to the ground has warmed by around 2 degrees Celsius since measurements began in 1864. Matthias Huss, who heads Glacier Monitoring Institute GLAMOS, says more than 500 glaciers have disappeared.
It's very clear that glaciers are retreating due to global warming. Glaciers respond very sensitively to changes in climate, to air temperature and precipitation, and air temperatures have strongly increased in the Alps, clearly leading to the disappearance of many of the smaller glaciers and the shrinkage of the bigger ones.
Mr. Huss estimates that 90% of the 1,500 glaciers remaining will be gone by the end of the decade if nothing is done to cut emissions. And it's not only Switzerland feeling the heat. According to a new report by the World Meteorological Organization, since 1990, greenhouse gases have caused a 43% increase in total radiative forcing, the main driver of climate change. Secretary General of the WMO, Pateri Talas, says CO2 is responsible for roughly two-thirds of Earth's warming and is now at record high levels.
We have again broken records in carbon dioxide concentrations, and we have already exceeded 400 ppm level, which was regarded as a critical level. That happened already 2 years ago, and this growth of carbon dioxide concentration continues.
In an appeal to world leaders to do more to reverse countries' reliance on producing energy from fossil fuels, Mr. Talas warned that global efforts were vital.
Governments nowadays understand that this is a challenge, and what is good news is that the visibility of these issues is highest ever, and the good news is also that that the private sector is more and more interested in finding solutions.
Australia is responsible for around 1.3% of global emissions, according to the Federal Environment Department. The government has set a target to reduce emissions by half that of 2005 levels by 2030. But a new study commissioned by the Climate Council revealed that more than 53% of Australians thought more action was needed. Climate Council senior researcher Tim Baxter says renewable energy is one way of reducing emissions.
We are the biggest iron ore exporter in the world, and there are ways that you can turn iron ore into steel using the Australian sunshine to create effectively zero emissions steel. Again, we're the sunniest and windiest continent that's inhabited on the planet, so we are best placed to lead the global emissions reduction effort.
Delegates from almost 200 countries, including Australia, will meet in Madrid next week for COP25, the annual round of international climate talks. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.